Welcome. Today's relationships. People are in relationships and don't know what they got. Think they got one thing, but they got something else. Relationship scenarios. This morning we're going to talk about different relationship scenarios and what is the answer to these scenarios. What do you do? What would you do? Relationship readings is my specialty. I can tell you what you got instead of calling what it's not. Give me the scenario and I'll tell you what it is instead of what it's not. The number here is 347-637-3051. We're going to be giving out the worst case relationship scenarios. The worst case. Give you some examples of some of the worst case scenarios. She admits to an STD, but doesn't know how she got it. She admits to an STD, but doesn't know when or how she got it. That's serious. Great sex. She's always bringing new things into the bedroom, whipped cream, leather, crabs. Wait, crabs. Yes, she brought crabs into the bedroom. The worst case relationship scenario begins when your beloved springs knowledge on her vaginal disease on you. What makes it even worse is when she doesn't know when she contacted it. Now you got to go over to the calendar to see when she got what and from whom she got it. Not to mention that you need to get to a clinic as fast as possible, because now you've got crabs or venereal disease. Better words, you might have syphilis, or you may have some incurable disease where you never going to have sex again in your life. What do you do in that case? What do you do? I mean, what would you do if your woman gave you a venereal disease and she couldn't even tell you where she got it? Now, could that really bust a bubble, or could that bust your life? I mean, you're really, really, really distraught. Because now she has an STD and she gave it to you. That's my scenario is this. You got a no good rotten woman. You got somebody that basically, or a man. If a man gave you a scenario, or he gave you a venereal disease, some kind of clap or something, and you have to go to the hospital and get checked out or get the disease cleared. In a lot of cases, that breaks up a marriage. The marriage can't sustain that. You bring home a disease, the marriage can't make it. It won't make it. So basically, you have to realize that having a venereal disease in a marriage causes problems. As a police officer, I used to stop people on the side of the road and they're having sex in the car, which is against the law. But I put the flashlight in the car and here they are having some kind of oral sex. And I put the flashlight in the car, the lady comes up from giving the man head, and when I look at the lady, it's not a lady, it's a man. And I said, wait a minute, that's a man. And the guy is sitting there looking all dumbfounded. And I say to him, do you realize what you got here? You got a serious problem. If I lock you up, you can't win this one. I check his license, his registration. He's got this car that's registered him and his wife in this beautiful home in Fort Washington. And I'm looking at him and I'm saying, sir, you're going to be dead as Julius Caesar if I lock you up. So I separate the two, call for another officer, and I give him a what I call an ultimatum. I say, so you got two choices. This is my beat. If I catch you doing this again, I'm going to lock you up. But I'm going to give you this one because I know that your wife will never, ever forgive you for this one. I said, once you go down to the station, she has to come down the station to get you out. Your car is impounded, which is half her car. And now you're looking at having sex with a man, a prostitute who is a transsexual. She's going to think, what could you possibly give me? What kind of sexual disease can I get? I can't do this. I really can't do this anymore. You can't have sex with me. I don't want to be near you. At that point, what can you do? Where can you go? You can still stay in the house depending on how many scale tippers it is. If the house is worth a lot of money, you got a lot of kids. She may not divorce you, but your sexual life will never be the same. It will never be the same. The number here is 347-637-3051. We're doing relationship scenarios. But I want you to understand, giving your wife or your husband a STD in a lot of cases is a relationship breaker. You may not be able to sustain that relationship. Protect yourself. First off, don't do anything against your relationship. Don't cheat. Don't put yourself in danger. And use protection. Worst thing in the world you can do is give your significant other a STD. She give one to you, or you give one to her. That's my scenario for that. That's my answer. That's what you got. You got a situation where your relationship's never going to be the same. It's never, ever going to be the same. And she's going to talk about that. My husband gave me the clap. My woman gave me crabs. My woman gave me syphilis. I mean, you got to figure out where it comes from. And the worst scenario is you get AIDS. You get HIV. I mean, Magic Johnson, HIV. It's been 20-something years, but he has never forgot that woman. That woman is on his mind. He don't know who that woman is. He said he can't pinpoint who actually gave it to him. But fortunately, he didn't give it to Cookie. Cookie didn't come up with an STD. However, he got a STD. He got HIV. And at that point, he really, really, really was upset. And to this day, he's not a happy camper because it changed his life. Scenario number two, her baby's daddy came back into her life from prison. Her baby daddy came back into her life from prison. She and the baby make three. You and her little guy became a family. You know he's not yours, but you know the father is away, way out of the picture. He's in jail. However, you didn't know, or you didn't know how far or why until he showed up from the prison. We're not talking a little car theft or white collar embezzlement. Her baby's daddy was locked up in prison with the words maximum security attached. He's no stranger to shanks and shower loving, and now he wants to see your girl and the kid, or should we say his girl and his kid. Now, what do you do? What do you do? Let me break this down to you. It's up to the woman. It's up to the woman. It's up to her. She has to make that call. Because if she does not want to see him anymore, she will let him know, the guy that's been there while she was in prison, while he was in prison, she'll let him know that, hey, I don't want to see this man anymore. I know he's my daddy's, my baby's daddy, but I don't want to see him, and I don't want my child to see him. That's one scenario. That's one way that woman would do. And if she does that, then you're in the clear because you don't have to do anything. And if he comes around bothering you or try to get to you, then you can call the cops on him. You can have him locked up or have him go back to jail. And you definitely got to worry about him. You can have him sent away again because basically he's going to be on parole. Everything he does is going to be scrutinized. And if he comes near you and you don't want him near you or he's threatening you or you're in fear for your life, then you can have him locked up again. That's the one scenario. But now here's the other catch. If she still has feelings for him or she pulls out the baby card on you, well, that's really her son, his son, and he has a right to see his son, and et cetera, et cetera. And then you have to deal with, is it just going to be him seeing his son, or does he want her back? Does he want to cause any kind of ruckus or fight, or does he want to whip your behind or because you was messing with her while he was in jail, and she's not going to back you up? At that point, you got to realize that your life is in danger and that she don't like you like that. When a woman likes a man or loves a man, she gets rid of the guy. The guy is gone. And in some cases, it could be the baby's daddy. But if the baby's daddy is somebody she don't want around, and if the baby's daddy is a deadbeat daddy, he don't want to be around, then he's not going to cause any problems, and that woman can live her life on. But if the woman wants that man and still wants him, then he can come back in her life, and you always see the baby daddy. The baby daddy will be always around, but he won't be around in her heart if she doesn't want him around in her heart. So that's the key to that scenario. I remember I was overseas in Alaska. You had a choice. You could stay in Alaska for a year with no leave and get free phone calls back to the States. Or you could come home on leave in 6 months and go back to Alaska. That was the choice they gave you. I could not stay 6 months or a year in Alaska with no woman. I had to come home. I came home on 6 months, went back, stayed 30 days, and came back, took leave. A friend of mine, he said, this is a great deal for me and my family. There's nothing for me to spend my money on. I'm in a remote site. So I basically want to stay here and not ever come home. I'm going to send money home. So he stayed there for a whole year. And then he went home after that year. When he came home, he threw his duffel bag in the house. He said, honey, I'm home. When he got home, she looked at him, and there was a guy on the couch when he walked in the house, and he told him, I'm home. He said, this is my house. She said, no, this is my wife's house. It's my house. He said, no. He went to reach for this guy to beat his behind, and the guy shot him 5 times. Didn't kill him, but he could have. But what he did was shot him 5 times. The wife didn't say nothing. He went to the hospital. They worked on him. I called him in the hospital. I said, man, you have to realize that was not your woman, brother. I said, if you come home and your wife is sitting there next to the dude, she's already decided you ain't her man no more. This is her man. And she will let you die. She don't care about you. So you basically got to know what you guys did and call them what's not. This is Russell Price, relationship expert specializing in red flags to show you may be struggling along. We'll see you next Saturday.